Keep on your toes and don't stop talking about freedom. Influence life, be learning life to be knowing about people. Gotta teach them, see them right now, man. You gotta teach them about freedom. Gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
What you doing here? Don't you have breakfast?
Not anymore. I quit.
Well, since when are you the quitting kind?
I don't know. I just don't see the point anymore.
So you didn't make the dress list. There are greater tragedies in the world.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad to prove to everyone that I worked.
What?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't going to never happen.
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
Hi there. Our Homeland Security head, Jen Napolitano, apparently quit on the information she got 3 times from Russia and took the older brother of the Boston Massacre, recent Boston Massacre, off the list of suspected terrorists. She quit on it. She said, nah, we didn't hear enough information. Meanwhile, the Russians, of all people, they're the ones that contacted us. Hey, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with radio legend Lee Burr, who is now looking at my website, which, by the way, DaveWeinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M, B-A-U-M. Did I just misspell my name on radio?
Probably.
I was excited. I don't know, because I got this tweet this morning about 6, and I was up preparing my show. I was watching the Fox and Friends before Fox and Friends. You know, it's on like at 4 in the morning. Mm. And then I got this tweet about an hour later from one of the co-hosts, Ainsley Earhart, who I thanked. She retweeted my quote, "The secret to a rich life is to have more beginnings than endings." And then I thanked her, and she said, "You're welcome. Have a good weekend." And I put her on my website. So you go there, and you see these gorgeous women I've got on the website. I've got Kirsten Powers, who is a liberal on Fox News, and but she's done some pretty good stuff lately. She's called to attention the Gosnell baby murder trials when the regular press, the mainstream media, refused to talk about it. And I'm writing a column about that. I haven't finished it yet, but I'll probably finish it, I'm going to say late today or early tomorrow. So go to the website and look at that. And by the way, we podcast this show afterwards, so if you missed any portion of it, you can go to podcasts. Tell your friends about that. Anyways, check the website, DaveWeinbaum.com. And if you want to call this show, and by the way, this is going to be interesting today because we have a new phone system, right, Lee?
That's right. New interface. Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be better or worse?
Much better.
Much better. All right. So
there's
now,
to point, it's going to be a little confusing.
For who?
That's why you need to let me just take care of the phones.
Why would it be confusing for me?
Because, see, you're seeing that light up.
Yes.
But I'm not going to press that button.
Okay. And which button are you going to press?
That button there.
Well, why don't you press it?
Because
you have a call.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Oh, wow. That is confusing because the red light keeps on flashing.
I don't.
Oh, thanks for the experiment,
actually,
caller.
Actually, I think they left.
They left?
I don't know. Let's see. Hello, you're on the program? Yeah, they left. Okay.
Well, how can you tell if they left or not?
Because I have to look over here first.
Yeah.
And then once I press this button, I look over here again.
All right, well, call back, caller, because I'm sure Lee Burr will have something for you.
But it's not confusing if you're not paying attention.
All right. Well, there it is again.
All right, let's try it again.
All right, this is going to be weird here.
All right, there we go. All right, they're still waiting.
Hi there. You there, caller? Oh, yeah. This is a great system. I love this system.
Yeah, go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, the old man. This system works really good.
They hung up again.
Yeah. Anyways, if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So we're here with a broken phone system. We got to keep testing it until it works, though. So call the number, because Lee Burr has great things for you if you get through to 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone. Okay.
All right, so we got these two...
Now it's working.
Now, what did you do? Have the volume turned down?
What's going on? Why does it keep going on? Hello? Hello? You there? It keeps going on.
Oh, thanks for this. This is great. All right, where's Pig Vomit? I want to make a complaint. This is not right.
It's not his fault.
You screwed up my show. Hey, did you have callers during your morning mayor show?
Negative.
Well, no wonder.
But we had callers. I've had callers the last 2 days for garage sale.
All right, well, here, I'm going to slug it through because I got plenty of stuff anyway.
All
but
right, that's great.
Keep trying to call, you know, and maybe Lee Burr will figure this out. Hmm. Thanks for this, Lee. I appreciate that. Untested phone system, but call anyway. 364-0800 or...
All right, 0800, *KTTR on your AT&T.
All right, now what? Is it on?
Now it's right.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Can you hear me? No, it's got static on it.
Wow, that's really screwed up today. I don't know what's going on.
Thanks a lot. All right, well, we're just going to plug forward. All right, things happen, and you just got to go forward. But after the show, I'm kicking your butt. Anyways, at least while you're there, sitting there, you know.
Yeah.
If you get up, then I'm running. All right, so Boston Massacre happens, and according to my Russian source, you know what, are you on the air? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm helping you test this system
out.
Oh,
thank you so much. Actually, we got through to one.
Well
welcome to the show, and Lee Burr will come over and loofer your back during a shower today. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Len. I'm calling from Rolla.
Hi, Len. Do you have anything to say other than you helped us test out the phone?
Well, that's why I called.
So all right, you're a good guy. Thank you so much. What time should Lee be over at your house?
Oh, anytime.
Oh, baby.
You guys have fun. I'm going to sit here for an hour and listen to
you. Oh, you're a good guy, Lynn. Thank you so much for helping us out. I do appreciate that. Do we have another caller, or was that just a fake one?
No, here we go. Let's try that.
All right. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air. What is this? Golly. Okay. I'm upset.
All right.
Anyways.
Just continue on.
I'm going to continue on, all right? You know, caller, just bear with me. You know what? I was so tired, I was going to ask the caller to help me out. But I'm prepared. I'm a professional. I got lots of stuff to talk about, all right? So keep trying to call the show, and we'll try to get it on. And maybe Lee Burr will figure out this system. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Is there a way that...
Hello, you're on the program.
They're off now.
I don't understand. It keeps going off on me. Just forget about it.
I'm all right. No callers today, I guess. So, you know, sorry, guys. Anyways, we've got this. According to my Russian sources, which was a guy I sat next to on a plane last night, named I think it's Mikhail or Mihail, who happens to be a Russian Jew, by the way, which basically is my ancestry, Russian Jewish. 99.9% of the Chechnyans are terrorists. All right, he says, well, maybe not 99.9, maybe, but a good majority of them are. And this is where these two kids, the Boston Massacre bombers, came from. And now their mom is real upset. And why is she upset? She's upset because she sent her boys to the United States, and she asked, why did we send those boys to the United States? And you know what? I agree. Why did we send the boys to the United States, Mom? Gee, thanks. Why don't you keep them back in Chechnya? And that brings up the issue now we're talking about. Now, we got liberals saying this. Bob Beckel of the Five, who is a liberal from way back. He was with Carter, for goodness sakes. Well, why don't we keep out Muslim students for at least 2 years, okay? They are, in this country, 2% of the population, and over 80% of the terrorist attempts, successful or not. Maybe that makes sense, because it seems like there's a conflict between the Muslims that don't do this stuff and the ones that do. the ones that don't do the stuff appear to be afraid of the ones that do it and will not speak out. They won't do it in any kind of a forceful way. The Islamists control Islam. The other ones are just there kind of hiding. Now, we didn't hear a big outrage from the American Muslim community or worldwide community over these attacks. All right, it's time to realize that we're at war. And it's not a war that we started, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes, I know it's been going on for 10, 12 years. Well, get ready. It's been going on for 1,400 years. Way back to the beginnings of this country, back in the 1700s, we had ships that were attacked in Tripoli. All right? In Tripoli. So, Jefferson was wondering, well, why did they attack our ships? We have nothing. We didn't do anything to these guys. Well, they happen to be Muslims. So he went and got himself a copy of the Quran to try to understand what the heck these people were mad about. So, it's a rough situation. And there's no, you know, you just can't sit around and think everything's okay because you didn't get attacked for a year. Or you were able to blunt the attacks. You know, these guys were going to Times Square next. And they were going to plant bombs in Times Square and kill as many people there as, or more than Boston, and maim a whole bunch of them. And how many cells did these guys? Now, here's another thing. These guys were not read their Miranda rights. You don't need the Miranda rights, quite frankly, because you're going to convict these guys just on all the other information. You don't need confessions from these guys. They got them. So the idea is, if you don't have the Miranda rights, you question them. You question them and try to find out if there's any other pending attacks, who they're connected to, where they got the material, who helped them with the bombs, all the connections they have both overseas and here that are terrorists that could hurt us. So what's going on? I mean, those are the guys you want to keep out of the jails in silence. So what happens after 16 hours of questioning? And this guy is delivering. After 16 hours of questioning by the FBI, unbeknownst to the FBI, you've got a judge coming in with attorneys from the Justice Department, the Obama Justice Department, running in the room and giving this guy his Miranda rights, and a lawyer, and what does he do? He shuts up. So all that information that could have saved American lives is gone. Now, just whose side is our government on? Whose side is the Obama administration on? And it's very contrary as to what we're going to do. You know what? I'm going to take an early break because we have experts now.
Let me see if there's somebody on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Good deal.
Sorry about the delay. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from, sir, first?
This is John from Salem. I've got a comment, and then if Dr. Brown is listening, I'd like him to answer a question. It seems like the Obama administration wants to aid and abet and protect terrorists, but they're not willing to protect the rights of the law-abiding people, like here in the state of Missouri, where our private information on concealed carry was given to God only knows who all, and the Department of Revenue tells me that they're not responsible, that it's the local sheriffs that have given this information away. So if Dr. Brown is listening, I would like for him to clear up that question.
Well, he's called the last couple weeks, and hopefully he is listening, and hopefully he'll call and give us an update today, which I asked him to do last week, and he's been very good about that. Maybe that's him on the other line right now. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Hopefully these phones are working now. If you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T.
Okay, here it goes. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Norm, Dave from Raleigh.
Hallelujah. It's working.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of surprised that people are surprised that Eric Holder... let these guys be Mirandized, because didn't Obama say in his book that if it came down to America or the Muslims. He would stand with the Muslims.
I've heard that. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but, you know, you might look, Google it and see if it was a correct quote of Barack Obama. I mean, he's done so many things that ties, I mean, the one thing I can tell you he did say, and it was on a YouTube, as nobody's disputed it, is that he said this July 2nd, 2008. He said, we need a civilian military force just as strong, just as well-funded, just as powerful as our regular armed forces to complete our safety needs for this country. Now, you say that, you say, okay, well, that was kind of out there. Now, but you have you have things that are happening, like this concealed weapon permit giveaway to Janet Napolitano and Homeland Security by the states, and you know they were seeking them because they don't want you people to have guns. They don't want me to have guns. Why? What are they planning?
Can't the people sue these state employees that are breaking federal law, and can't Dan Brown then bring legal charges against them?
Well, he said this is against the law. He is investigating. He's already defunded the Department of Revenue and the State Highway Patrol, who he also claims the head of those. Now, these aren't your average Highway Patrol guys, all right? They don't know anything about this. These are the head guys in these departments who are political appointees, you know, most likely Democrat, who are doing this. The governor claims he doesn't know about it, but Dan Brown thinks he does. I think he ought to subpoena Jay Nixon, Governor Jay Nixon, and ask him the questions. Let Nixon do what he, you know, do what he has to do, and just get him out there. And but Dan Brown says these are state laws, and further than that, it's against the Second Amendment. Our rights to have guns shall go unhinged. I mean, unhindered. Isn't that it? Unhinged? Or, no, it's unhindered. and also the Fourth Amendment, our right to privacy. You have a right to privacy on your CCWs. That shouldn't go to anyone.
I'm on a no call list to the state of Missouri. But every time you give your phone number to a business, they sell that number. I was told that yesterday by a lady that called me. She said, we buy numbers all the time. She says, yours is one of them. And I said, well, I want off the list because I'm on a no-call list. So
we will not sell your number here. You call anytime, Norm, okay? And thank you very much. I got to take a hard break. I love saying that. It makes me sound like a real radio guy, you know? It's going to be a hard break. And apparently we got our phones fixed, so remember the number. 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hayes Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might to get home just to get hassled by the man? If you said yes, then we've got the fix for you. GAR Trucking and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. GAR Trucking, located just behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized international and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventative maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's GAR Trucking and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Honey, did you...
What?
Maybe if you would fix this darn bumpy driveway, you could actually hear me.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Really?
It's just too expensive.
Not if you call Melrose Asphalt. They offer lots of discounts like free estimates, customer referral discounts, military, neighborhood, and senior citizen discounts.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Well, someone has to keep this together around here.
Okay, what's the number?
364-9101.
Okay, 364-9101.
Wrap up some flavor at McDonald's with one of the new premium wraps. Your choice of three delicious flavors. Chicken and bacon, sweet chicken chili, or the chicken and ranch. Get grilled or crispy chicken breast with crisp vegetables and tasty sauces. Wrapped in a warm, full-size tortilla. Try a delicious, healthy start with McDonald's new Egg White Delight. Eggs white, lean Canadian bacon, white cheddar cheese on a whole grain muffin. Only 260 calories. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6900.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
You know, we've got a new hero on the right. His name is Dr. Ben Carson. I don't know if you've been watching him or not. African-American fellow who is a brilliant neurosurgeon who came from a real tough background. He actually criticized Obama at a prayer breakfast, but did it in such a way that he was actually charming. And he also spoke at CPAC, and he's been doing the rounds of talk shows. This guy might be presidential material. How are they going to destroy this guy? I'm saying that if they could destroy Romney, they'll find a way to destroy this guy. They'll find one patient that died, and they'll blame him for the death, and that'll be it. And we're not giving up, folks. You know, the guy that wrote the health care bill, you know who that is in the Senate, Lee?
Max Baucus.
Very good. I'm impressed. Okay, so Max Baucus authored, along with a few other Democrats, the Obamacare bill, and then sold it to the rest of the Senate. Well, he didn't sell it to the Republicans because they all voted no, but they had a majority of the Senate vote for it, and therefore, and it easily passed the House because they had a big majority in the House until the 2010 election. So then it became law. Now, Max Baucus, just about a week and a half ago, was quoted as saying, Obamacare is headed for a train wreck. He doesn't know how it's going to be. He doesn't know how it's going to be put into effect. What is that? Why am I hearing a lot of I'm hearing myself loudly. Okay, fine. All right. Well, I'll learn to listen to myself, which is good. You know what? They're throwing all sorts of curveballs at me today, and that's fine because you know this is how you learn to become a radio guy. This is how you audition for radio. I understand. They actually throw barbs at you and you know off things that happen or technical difficulties, and you have to be able to pass it. This is how Jim Nance got his job, because they interrupted him, they had technical difficulties all on purpose, and he did a good job through it. All right. Anyways, what I wanted to ask is this. I want to ask you the question, because the FBI was questioning this guy, and they were getting good information, and they don't need the Miranda rights. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to have Miranda rights. As long as he was talking, should he have been imposed? Should the Miranda rights been given at that time without FBI knowledge or not? Here's a question for you. Call 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, so we're back again. Now we're talking about this these terror twins or brothers. And in a side story, William Simona will pull all pressure cookers, which were used to make the bombs. They're going to pull all the pressure cookers off the shelves of the stores, which is going to be much relief to my son Aaron, because he was attacked by a pressure cooker in his own home, tried to pry it open when it wasn't ready to be open, and got hot water all over his face and burned him pretty good. Now, one last thing on the Boston terrorists, and I'm going to move on, and that is Glenn Beck has come out with this. Remember, early on they thought they had a third suspect, a Saudi Arabian national. And somehow this guy, you know, they let him go, and they exonerated him and sent him back to Saudi Arabia. Lundbeck has gotten inside information. This guy is one of the worst terrorists around. He got his file from an insider, apparently in the White House. And we have to know what this guy knew and what he was. Why did he get sent back to Saudi Arabia? Remember that stuff that after 9/11, that Bush sent back some of the relatives of Bin Laden? Well, this is the same, if not worse. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Of course, you have to pull the button, don't you? Jeez, God. Okay, so I still have to talk to you about the buttons. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, this is Kevin from St. James.
Hi, Kevin, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing another pretty good show again.
Well, thank you very much.
I'll admit that. What I want to ask, I just heard you say something a second ago about pressure cookers were being pulled off the
Kevin, shelf. You need to turn down your radio a little bit. We're getting a little feedback.
Pressure cookers are being pulled off the shelves.
Yeah, that's what William Simona, the makers of those, have said.
Okay, it's the makers of those. Okay.
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
Do I think it's a good idea? I don't know. I really didn't think about it, but, you know, if they're easily made into bombs, I guess. Maybe we should just ban the pressure cookers, you know. We need to ban the nails that are put in there and the ball bearings. No, because it was the people that caused the crime. I know where you're going with this, Kevin.
Nice try. That's where I'm going at.
Good try.
It's about the deal with banning a gun. You know,
right.
Banning of the gun is not going to do anything.
It's going to have to be
to do with the changing of the mentality of the people in this country.
We agree on that.
Until people start valuing human life and the right to life, the right to have a life and not the right to have a 30-round clip, you know, the right to life is a little bit more important. Wouldn't you say?
Well, I would say that. But, you know, Kevin, here's the deal. Now, wait, let me speak. Jesus, God, will you stop talking when I'm talking? This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. Go get the Kevin Show, okay? Anyways, the key here is that the guns don't kill people. People kill people. And it's not so much if everybody's going to get nicey-nicey all of a sudden. It's you have gun laws that don't prevent people from getting guns. The more guns you have, the less violence you have. Look at Israel. Look at Switzerland, for goodness sakes. Everybody has a gun there. And when everybody has a gun, the bad guys know that they're going to get it. All right, the good guys are not out there looking for things to rob. It's the bad guys. And if the bad guys have the guns and the good guys can't get the guns because they're honestly registering or not buying or going to obey the laws of gun control, then the bad guys have all the guns, and therefore crime goes up. All right, Kevin, go ahead.
Well, Dave, can you hear me still?
Yes.
Okay, the only thing I'm talking about, okay, is just like that thing with the people wanting to pull the pressure cooker. That's one thing. But what is limiting 10? Why would limiting 10-round clips have anything to do with the banning of a gun? Which it has nothing to do with banning of a gun. What it does, it just keeps a person from being able to wipe out 30 people with one pull of the trigger.
Well, you know, I'm not an expert on that, but...
Can you give me a reasonable, educated answer on that?
I'm not an expert on that. I realize there's certain limits. We all aren't going to have a drone in our backyard to go defend ourselves. But the idea is you're going to have... If the federales come after you, they're going to have guns and they're going to have clips. Do they have clips of 10 rounds and over? Kevin, let me ask you a question. Does the federal government and the Army and the Marines, do they have 10 clips and over?
No, they don't need them.
Do they or don't they? Sure they don't have them?
They are military forces. They are not civilians.
I asked you a question. Do they have the guns or not? Do they have the clips?
No, they have guns.
Do they have the 10-round clips?
Yeah, they have 10-round clips, 30-round.
Okay, there you go. So we want to have at least an appropriate way to protect ourselves and not have to reload when somebody... Some federale wants to come and take our guns. This is what happened in the Soviet Union.
From Mexico coming up here. But the thing I want to say with that...
This is what happened in the Soviet Union, Kevin. Here, let me just say this, all right?
Okay.
In the Soviet Union, Stalin told people back in the 30s, all right, we want all your guns. Nothing's going to happen. As long as you give us your guns, you're fine. So everybody, except for a few, gave their guns.
Nobody's saying that.
Just a minute. You need to let me finish, Kevin. And then when they gave up all their guns, they went to the people that they thought they had guns, and were hiding them. And what they did was they confiscated their guns and then killed the whole family. I asked a Russian guy I sat on a plane with last night, did that really happen?
Yeah.
He said, absolutely, okay?
Yeah,
so you can't trust the government. That's why the Second Amendment is in there.
I know the Second Amendment's in there, Dave, but the thing about it is I watch the news just like you're supposedly watching the news. I have seen
supposedly.
Nobody that I know of and nobody that I would vote for that's saying, we're taking your guns.
Okay, well, that's what
they're doing,
Kevin.
Okay,
and if you read Dianne Feinstein, what she said, this is the first step to getting all the guns, all right? This is where they're going, Kevin. Why they're doing it, I don't know, but you can pretty well use your imagination. Thank you for calling. It was a good call, Kevin. You have a great weekend. I'm going to take this caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller,
Hello.
Can you hear me? Turn the radio down.
I hear you.
Turn your radio down, please.
Turn it off.
Good.
I was just going to call about the last caller. There is no such thing as a 10-round clip. Clips are used to load magazines. Magazines are loaded into weapons, and you're absolutely right. The reason that we need to have magazines that are of larger capacity, and the reason the Second Amendment is here, is because of the Founding Fathers said we need to defend ourselves against the tyrants. The biggest tyrants they thought that they could be would be our own government.
Thank you. Now, Kevin, don't call back until next week. I'm not going to take your call, okay? I got other people on the line, all right? Thank you for the call. Thanks for straightening me out. And is that a new caller or an old caller?
That was a new caller.
No, the one that's flashing right there. Is that new or old?
That is brand new.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm a little confused by the new phone system here. Mm-hmm. Forgive me. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
As far as Kevin is concerned...
Wait a minute. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim, calling from Fort Leonard Wood.
All righty. Cool.
If we're going to restrict magazine sizes, let's restrict horsepower in car engines and the amount of alcohol people can buy on the weekends.
Well, they do. They do restrict horsepower and stuff like that. Gasoline intake and. You know.
I've got a car right now. It's got 160 miles an hour on the speedometer.
Yeah,
why do I need that?
But they don't like you guys. They want to take that away from you. You know, with all the hybrids and stuff like that, they ain't going to go 160 miles an hour. You know that. Right, Jim?
There are a lot of production cars that come out. So if Kevin wants to restrict magazines, let's start restricting things that really, really cause a lot of deaths, like vehicles and alcohol.
Sure. Hey, they did that in the 1920s. How did that prohibition thing work out?
Oh, it worked out fantastic. But it's not called a bill of needs. It's called a bill of rights.
There you go. That's right. You know, we're a free country. We're supposedly a free country.
Right. And the reason, it's not about gun control. It's about control.
Yeah.
They cannot get ultimate power as long as they have an armed populace that would not stand for it.
And that's why they're so desperate to get our guns, aren't they?
Exactly.
I mean, what other reason would they want that? You know, in Chicago, Illinois has one of the strictest gun laws anywhere. Anywhere. All right? And so what happens is, the good guys don't have guns. The bad guys always get guns. So they're killing each other left and right. The crime rate is ridiculous. And it's because the bad guys get guns and the good guys don't. Go ahead, Jim.
It's not about gun control. It's about control.
Absolutely.
If they were concerned about children's safety, okay, Sandy Hook was a tragedy. There's not one gun law that would have prevented Sandy Hook.
No, and you know what might have helped? Having an armed guard or two at the school like they ought to have now. Do you really care about children right now? You really want to affect their safety? You have armed guards at these schools. Now, the NRA came out and said the same thing. I wrote a column about it before the NRA said it, and I said, hey, use the military forces as training to be on guard duty to guard these schools, for goodness sakes. You know, you need a good guy with a gun that a bad guy is going to either not go towards or knows he's going to have a problem.
Yeah, well, when Kevin's willing to give up the things he wants, then he should talk about other things other people want, okay?
Well, you know, Kevin, you know, he believes in the Second Amendment, but he believes in apparently a much more limited Second Amendment.
All right. A person with four 10-round magazines can do just as much damage as a person with one 30-round magazine.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe if a person of that caliber has that kind of, no pun intended, then they're going to be, you know, pretty quick in changing those is it magazine or clip out?
A magazine.
Yeah, they're going to be pretty quick at changing them out.
The shooter in Newtown changed magazines. Every room he left, after he left the room, he changed the magazine regardless of how many rounds were left in that magazine. Okay.
Okay.
The report was out. He dropped the magazine, put a fresh one in. Regardless, they found magazines
yep.
that were half full laying on the ground because he switched magazines.
And what happened? What happened when he started to hear sirens?
He shot himself.
You're damn right. That's what happened. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. You have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So you remember that number because I got still got plenty of stuff coming, and we got to take a break. You know, this is the day. By the way, if you want to sponsor the show, call 364-2525 and ask for Mike Thompson. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might to get home just to get hassled by the man? If you said yes, then we've got the fix for you. GAR Trucking and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. GAR Trucking, located just behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized international and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventative maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's GAR Trucking and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Wrap up some flavor at McDonald's with one of the new premium wraps. Your choice of three delicious flavors. Chicken and bacon, sweet chicken chili, or the chicken and ranch. Get grilled or crispy chicken breast with crisp vegetables and tasty sauces. Wrapped in a warm, full-size tortilla. Try a delicious, healthy start with McDonald's new Egg White Delight. Eggs white, lean Canadian bacon, white cheddar cheese on a whole grain muffin. Only 260 calories. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Honey, did you...
What?
Maybe if you would fix this darn bumpy driveway, you could actually hear me.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Really?
It's just too expensive.
Not if you call Melrose Asphalt. They offer lots of discounts like free estimates, customer referral discounts, military, neighborhood, and senior citizen discounts.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Well, someone has to keep this together around here.
Okay, what's the number?
364-9101.
Okay, 364-9101.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
Sarah Palin stole the show at this weekend's CPAC convention.
She still knows how to fire up the conservative people.
She is a superstar, and she's used that to try to help get people elected.
She is fearless. She is principled. She can pick winners.
She's definitely proved that she can be effective endorsing candidates.
Sarah Palin jumped in early and supported Rand Paul. She supported Marco Rubio, Tim Scott, Pat Toomey, Nikki Haley, Deb Fischer, Jeff Flake, and myself.
He's probably going to win this thing thanks to Sarah Palin.
That energy that captured 60 Republican House seats, a lot of that came from her.
She dominated one more time.
Don't let the big consultants, the big money men, and the big bad media scare you off.
When somebody's going to hold Republicans in Congress accountable, it's going to be Sarah Palin.
I would not be in the U.S. Senate today if it were not for Governor Sarah Palin.
That was Ted Cruz, by the way, and yeah, don't let the big bad, you know, lurkers like, you know, Lee Burr discourage you from saying she's what? What is she? She's dumb or something like that?
Airhead,
yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You know, she could out-president this guy, and run. She could run circles around this guy. This guy's how can she be worse than this guy? He is destroying us intentionally. Okay, I said it and I believe it. All right, so arrest me. But don't drone me, please. I'm begging you. Okay? Anyways, we got our phone system working. It took a little bit, but Lee Burr mastered the system by... now he's you know, he's sitting there scratching his back. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. And by the way, if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chester from Rolla.
Hi, Chester. How you doing?
How do you? I love your hamburgers.
Thanks, buddy.
Regards, Kevin.
Oh, I know you. Chester,
yes.
Is it Kojo?
Yep.
Oh, thanks for calling, pal.
Listen, regards to magazines and stuff, there's one interesting thing that Kevin completely ignores. All gun laws are written with loopholes to get worse than what they sound. Any firearm that can accept a 10-round magazine can also accept a 30-round magazine.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with the gun. It has to do with the magazine can be made to fit it.
Okay.
So the gun laws are always written to ban a weapon that will accept a certain size capacity clip or magazine. As soon as you do that, all of a sudden, all guns that accept magazines can be banned.
Okay. All right. Now, you know this. What are your qualifications, Chester?
Well, what? Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army Reserve. You know, is that good enough?
That's pretty good. But okay. You have some experience in weapons, right?
Yeah. You know, a World War One German Luger, 8-round magazine. Immediately they came out with a 30-round snail drum magazine. It means you pull out the long stick that comes out of the handle, you put in another one with this big little attachment, and all of a sudden you've got a 30-shot magazine in a pistol. This is World War One.
I didn't realize you were that old. But
I'm describing an old weapon.
Because you got an awfully young wife then. Thank you so much for calling the show, and say hello to Martha, and I appreciate all the letters you sent me. Anyways, that's Chester and Martha. I believe it's Kojo. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air. Hello. Okay, is that us or them?
Hang up?
I don't know. Anyways, if you want to call the show, he's asking me, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell.
All right, now we've got this other situation, this Gosnell abortion trial, which I'm writing about, by the way, and it should be up tomorrow. But here's a guy that's accused of one of the biggest mass murders ever in the United States, if not the biggest. He is killing, he's an abortion doctor that is also killing preborn babies after their live birth. Okay, this is one sick guy. And apparently, Planned Parenthood knew all about this guy. So, and the mainstream media, you read about this guy much? No, you haven't. And who calls out the mainstream media? Some conservative guy? Some right-wing nut? No. Kirsten Powers. And she is also on my website, DaveWeinbaum.com. In fact, I've got a lot of gorgeous women on my website, wouldn't you say? Gorgeous, smart women.
Giddy up.
Yeah, giddy up, man. And so look on that, and look for my column, because I'm going to nail his butt, too. Anyways, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Okay, are we screwing up again?
I don't know. I don't understand. Let's try this one here.
All right. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Can you hear me?
I'll try that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Ron. I'm calling from Dixon.
Hi, Ron. What's going on?
Well, I want to go back a little bit to what you were talking about. You talk of these terrorists are coming around, and you know, you talk about the FBI knows this, and then the CIA knows this, and local law enforcement knows this. And it doesn't make sense to me, because you talk about the law enforcement like that, and then you got the Army, the Navy, the Marines. They can all work together. But it doesn't seem like the FBI and the CIA and NSA and local law enforcement share enough information and listen to each other enough to do much about this terrorism. And I just wonder what your opinion was on that.
Well, that's an excellent question. And this is one of the things that got us into trouble in the Clinton administration, because they put a wall up between all the intelligence agencies. They wouldn't let them share information, the CIA, the FBI, the DOD, Department of Defense. They all kind of had this wall up, and they wouldn't share information in our own government. And this is possibly what led to the threats that went undetected that led up to 9/11. So your point is excellent, and here it is. The FBI gets invaded by the Department of Justice to Mirandize this guy when he's spilling the beans on possibly other terror attacks that are going to happen. Excellent call, Ron. Thank you for the call. And if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So check out the DaveWeinbaum.com, and I got some gorgeous women. Ainsley Earhart, who is my Twitter partner. Candace from Michigan, who I actually almost visited yesterday because I was in Detroit. While I was in the air, I said, Candace, come down to the airport, and we can meet, finally, you know. And, of course, she was 2 hours away, and that was too late. But there's these other gals on there. This Myla from New York, she's an expert at etiquette, which I need a lot of, and Alita's too. Here's a name, Pucci Laveau from Ohio, Nina from Chicago, Suki Tex from New York City, Abby, who is absolutely gorgeous from Hawaii. She has a boyfriend by the name of Mexican Assassin. I'm not going to mess with her, that's for sure. Mindy, Vicky, Allison, Don Lynn from D.C. I mean, and these are all gals that I'm interacting with on Twitter. You know? Is this a sad life or a good thing? I think it's kind of sad, don't you? But I'm fine with it.
A little bit sad.
I'm fine with it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm too old to go out and party. You know, I did it once. I did it once in going to Florida while the kids were out, you know, going to Disney World. I played 3 rounds of golf out there. Once I played by myself, 2 times with other guys that, you know, hooked up with a couple of Argentinians and Venezuelan. They were a riot. For some reason, I get along with South American people, even if we don't understand the language. They have a very salty sense of humor, as I think I do. Anyways, if you want to call the show and talk about something other than my mundane thoughts about Twitter women and or playing golf with Argentinians, the number is 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Hillary lied. People died. Okay, that's the report that we got from, the Republicans in the House, that she lied to Congress about knowing about the pleas for help the night of Benghazi. So she's saying, no, she never saw him. She has other people to handle this. Well, this, you know, this begs credibility, and it really is not credible. She had to know, okay? And if she didn't know, she have been fired from her job as Secretary of State, but she should not be running for president and ought to be defeated if she does. Okay, so now we've got the new Black Panther president. That's not the new. The president's not new. It's the organization that's not so new anymore. New Black Panther president Malik Zulu Shabazz. He wants Hillary and Obama tried for crimes, for war crimes, because they killed Muammar Gaddafi, which is also echoed by Louis Farrakhan, but, you know, they change every week, so. All right, now, internet taxes. Guess what, folks? In a bipartisan, that means Republicans and senators, Republicans and Democrats, for those of you in Branson, bipartisan panel said that we ought to have internet taxes. That means that when you buy something off the internet from Amazon or somebody else, or from Walmart or Sears, you're going to be paying taxes like everyone else that goes into a store. Coming soon to a website near you, and there's no avoiding it because they're all for it. Anyway, these guys can milk more money out of you. They're going to do it, all right? So, that's coming. We have, we've got Black Caucus getting real nervous about amnesty for immigration. There's a great column on it by Ann Coulter, also on DaveWeinbaum.com, by the way. She's another pretty lady on my column. Somebody you don't like her?
No, she's an idiot.
An idiot?
I don't like her.
Well, because you don't like her.
Loud, abrasive. No,
she's pretty smart, okay? But she does say some things that are, I don't know, a little brazen, I would say. Yeah, you don't need to make fun of people, Lee. She speaks better than both of us. She's brighter than both of us, for goodness sakes. Okay, but she does say some outlandish things at times, but a lot of times she makes sense. But she does have a good... I've criticized her in my columns, all right? Mm-hmm. She's stolen stuff from me in my columns, okay? I know she has. But I'll tell you what, she does come up with some good points, and she's talking about immigration and going both sides of it. You know, it's not just illegal immigration that's hurting us. It's legal immigration, not just illegal, all right? You've got people coming into this country. You know, these two brothers came, and they were legal. And yet, you know, we need to have some way of knowing what people offer to this country. Are they going to be, are we taking in losers? We've got enough losers in this country already. Lee. So we ought to be looking at. We ought to be looking at. Oh, I didn't mean it like that. You know that. You know I love you, Lee. Anyways, we ought to be looking at getting winners in this country, not losers. So, all right. Anyhow, gun stores. Gee, imagine this. Gun stores are rationing ammo. Wonder why? Why would that happen, Lee? Why are the gun stores rationing ammo? Where's all the bullets going?
Garage sale.
Yeah, garage sales? They sell bullets in garage sales?
Sometimes.
Really? I've never seen that before. Of course, I don't go to many garage sales. But, no, I don't think it's a garage sale. I think unless you call the federal government buying millions and millions and millions and millions of hollow point bullets, a garage sale. So I don't think that's happening. Anyhow, I guess, how much time we got? 5 minutes?
A minute and a half.
Minute and a half. All right. I'm always trying to bargain it. By the way, you know, here's the deal with this show. This show is profitable, okay? So I call up Mike, Mike Thompson, affectionately known as Pig Vomit. He is a good guy. And I says, you know, I need more time in this show. It's not enough time to cover stuff and give the callers all the time they need, okay? Because I've got to cut people off, and then they get mad at me, and, mm-hmm. And then they get mad at me for, Lee and all that stuff because, I can't help it if I, me and Lee go back and forth. But if you sponsor the show, eventually they're going to have to do something, all right? They're going to have to. I mean, you can't have a show with all commercials, can you? It's got to be some content in there. And if you keep having more and more commercials and more sponsors, they've got to, give me another hour somewhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I'm not stupidly. You make money in this business, okay? So what do you do? What do you do with a show that that over-sponsors? What? Say it.
Give me more money.
Okay, more money for Lee then.
money.
Whatever. Money. More money, but more time. We need more time. Anyway, so if you want to sponsor the show, 364-2525. I've got people that are coming up to me now wanting to sponsor the show, and I think you ought to try it. It's great. And you guys who are listeners to the show, I want you to buy from people that sponsor this show. Okay, that's the way to make this thing work all the way around, and you'll love them because I'd say almost 100% of these people are people that I do business with or am going to do business with. For example, Guard Trucking. I know I'm going to do business with this guy. There's no doubt about it. Well, we did business with Larry Davis, who he bought out. So I do business with all these guys that are on the show. So call 364-2525 and ask for Pig Vomit, or better known affectionately as Mike Thompson. All right? So I'm going to leave you with this thought. We got, 20 seconds? No, we don't have 5 seconds. You just had 30 seconds. I'm going to go to 5 seconds. You're a liar. Anyways, guess what's back? Guess what's back, Lee? Ho-hos, ding-dongs, and Twinkies. And guess what? No unions. Okay, so it's not here yet, but sometime this summer you're going to have ho-hos, Twinkies, and ding-dongs. And Lee is ecstatic about it. You have a great weekend. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. Thank you so much for listening. From 8-